I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. U.S. Senator Steve Daines over the weekend visited Montana National Guard troops deployed in Afghanistan. He also received a briefing from diplomatic and military officials about the current situation in the Middle East. His remarks came during a telephone conference call with members of the Montana media. Daines is a member of the Defense Subcommittee of the Senate Appropriations Committee. The panel recently approved the president's request to increase military spending. Daines said he sat down with the U.S. Army General Austin Scott Miller, who serves as the commander of NATO and U.S. forces in Afghanistan. He said the mission is to force a political solution.
I think everybody would like to see this conflict wind down, but I don't think this president, I can tell you, General Miller, is not going to be driven by timelines, but will be driven more by outcomes and objectives. And that will be bringing the Taliban to the negotiation table here to get a peaceful political solution.
Daines said the situation remains complex. He said he was told by the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, John Bass, who was also formerly the ambassador to Turkey, about the growing Russian influence in the area, particularly in Turkey. He said the U.S. military presence remains crucial in the Middle East.
And if we've learned anything over the last 17 years since 9/11, it would be that a vacuum creates a place where these radical groups form and inspire plots and actions to hit the homeland.
Daines said he was told there was a Middle Eastern plot with connections to a group in New Jersey that was broken up. During his trip, Daines visited with members of Montana's 495th Combat Sustainment Support Battalion, headquartered in Kalispell. Daines met with them bearing gifts, including Made in Montana High Country beef jerky and cookies and brownies baked by his staff. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.